3, 2, 1, aired. What up, bitches? I'm Bianca.
I'm Monica.
Say it closer, bitch.
I'm Monica.
We out here eating some motherfucking Cheez-Its, hot Cheeto fries, flaming hot, Ruffles, queso with cheese, y'all already fucking know. And Ruffles, sour cream, and onion. We also got that Lay French onion dip. I'm up here sipping on some Arizona green tea. You already know, best motherfucking one. Monica, what you sipping on?
I got Red Bull, that's all.
Alright, today, we're going to just fucking round. We're going to talk.
Because we're bored, we're depressed.
As shit. So it's gonna be all over the place, but if you're a person who's also got their life fucking messy, then bitch, keep hearing it.
Just stay tuned, because we don't even know what we're gonna talk about.
Exactly. We're really just going don't. With the flow.
We're just,
because really. That's life. Anywho, should we start with the game or the rant?
I said let's go with this rant, because okay. With the game, I'm not gonna know what the fuck is going on.
Exactly.
Home.
All right. So, what has been on your mind? Let me know.
Oh, we're starting with me. Uh-huh. Oh, hang on now, bro. Okay. School got me fucked up, first of all.
We could take like a whole ass fucking podcast on school. Dead ass. Fuck school.
Fuck school. First of all. Second of all.
Fuck fake bitches.
Fuck. Honestly, people are so annoying. At this point in my life, you blink at me, that's it. You're
getting done. Cut. You see this liner? I don't got any liner on right now, but you getting cut.
Oh, because it's like, it's cut.
Exactly. Because nice. Okay. It's that. Like the fling of the wing, you know?
I get that. My bitch ass math teacher is so complicated. He just doesn't know how to teach. As a person, he's good.
Yes. First of all, math in general is fucking complicated.
No. The thing is, I understand math. I get it. But it's just the way he teaches it makes me look stupid.
Bro, like my math teacher, Mr. Allen. Sorry to expose you, sir, but
Mr. Green, first of all.
Ass. Green. Oh my
Mr.
God,
Green is bad as a fucking teacher. Listen.
What grade? What's your grade in there?
I have a high D.
You deserve like a BA.
Right. Last year I had 110% in math.
Swear to fuck.
110% over an A, bruh.
Damn, so he really sucks.
He really dead ass sucks. He cannot teach the class for shit, and every day he gives us a lecture. It's something new all the time. He'll be like, okay, this is one of his lectures. I swear to fuck, this is what he said. He said, the reason why you guys are getting such bad grades in this class, not because of me, but because you guys don't pay attention. You guys come in right after lunch and yap, yap, yap. And I'm like, bro, we come in right after lunch. You expect us to immediately be quiet right when we walk through the door? Mm-mm. No, we can't. We still have all the energy. And he'll sit there and be like, okay, you guys can't see me, but like, I have that. You know when a teacher looks at you
and just waits till y'all shut up?
And just waits till y'all shut up? That's what he does. And we're all just doing our own little thing. And he's like, this is why you guys are failing. I'm like, no, bro. We're failing.
First of all, you the teacher. Because you can't
teach. And you know what he told me?
What did he tell you?
He told me. He was like, how can I? Because I had asked the question, right? Because I wasn't understanding the lecture because I was this bitch ass.
Right.
And he was like, how am I supposed to help you if you can't help yourself? And I looked at him like, what? You're the teacher. You became a teacher to teach, to help.
To help. To fucking be a mentor.
Facts. But he's just not doing his job.
First of all, what he should be doing is, since he knows his class is right after fucking lunch, he should make the beginning of it interesting to get you guys interested into fucking math.
Right.
Make it interesting. Catch your fucking attention, because you already know fucking children. Like, y'all be yapping, y'all be chismeando. But there might be a bitch you want to fight that day. Like, you might be having a bad fucking day.
I've been having so many bad fucking days at this point in my life.
First of all,
dude, I dead ass went to another teacher to learn a whole ass, like, lecture. Because when we have, like, lessons, it's like 11.1, 11.2, 11.3, until like 11.1, like, whatever. And I dead ass needed to relearn that whole lesson because he didn't teach it well. And I went to a teacher, I went to a different teacher once. Shout out to Miss Munoz, by the way, that bitch helped me. I went to her once during lunch, and lunch is like 40 minutes, 50 minutes.
Right.
And I learned that entire lesson in one fucking day. He was teaching that lesson for like about a month, and I didn't learn rap. I was like, "What? Where the particle?"
He needs to retire.
Facts.
Canceled, Mr. Green. Bye,
Mr. Green. You're a good person, but as a teacher, you fucking suck ass. I don't know what the fuck you're still doing.
You know what? That's a whole ass other rant. When I was in regular high school, FYI, I'm in fucking homeschool. There was this teacher, Miss fucking, I don't even fucking know her name anymore, but she hated children. And I was like, why the fuck
you, as a teacher? You
nah, bitch. Why the fuck you a teacher if you hate children, bitch? Get the fuck, get a different fucking job, bitch. Like, you ruining my motherfucking education. Get the fuck out. How the fuck am I supposed to live in fucking life if you can't even teach me shit? You fucking racist. You need to go. Ooh, you need to go.
She was racist?
Yeah. Because she was white and redneck. Like, not fucking...
Not shaming you guys.
But y'all know the people out there that be like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't be bullshit.
Not just saying it's white people, though. It's every kind of people.
Not in general. In specific, bitch.
Yeah.
That one girl.
We're just describing her. Right. That's what she is.
Exactly. And so, one time she failed me on this project because I was late to it. Bitch, I was fucking early. The thing is that she just didn't fucking like me.
Oh my God, fuck that bitch.
And so, she didn't want to accept it. And I was like, look, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm, nope. And I fucking give her attitude. She's like, don't fucking give me attitude. I was like, first of all, bitch, you gave me attitude. Don't fucking come at me like that, bitch.
You threw it, I caught it, and I threw it back. That's it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Literally.
And thank God I don't see her every day now.
Unfortunately, I still see Mr. Green every day.
Oh.
I have a fifth period. Yeah. That fucking sucks.
I had a third. So I would have her and then go to break. So I would just be in a bad fucking mood every break.
I would have lunch and then I would go to his class. And I always get riled about lunch. I'm always fucking laughing with my friends, like whatever. I get to his class, immediate depression. That's it.
Oh my God.
Immediate depression. That shit kicks in instantly.
First of all, depression.
No, let's not go there. Please, please. Listen, there's one thing you should know about me. I'm open, but with, like, certain things. Like, I'm an open person. I like making new friends, you know, stuff like that. But if you want to know how my mentality is going, that's it. Locked up, hide away, goodbye.
Monica, who?
Who is this?
Trust me, bitches. I've tried to open up. I'm trying to make her open it.
I trust this bitch with everything.
Not everything, bitch.
Okay.
Don't be lying to them.
Listen. I do trust you with everything, but certain stuff.
But your personal shit.
But my personal shit, honestly. It's because I just don't. Okay. And it's not even my friend's fault. It's my own fault. And I know it is. But I don't like to open up because the one time I opened up, let me tell you. The one time, we're not gonna name the bitch's name.
But I know just, who it is.
But just know that a bitch needs to rot. Alright? At this point, I'm sorry. I'm letting it out. I'm sorry.
Go.
I'm not letting it all out though, so don't
let it all fucking out.
Don't get happy because this is not me opening up. This is just
I was
me.
Starting to get happy, y'all.
Okay. This bitch ass hoe. I was in a place where I was having a mental breakdown and I wanted to open up this once and she was the only fucking person around and I was like, oh fuck. So I just told her about it and I was like, but you can't tell anybody until I feel ready, right?
Right.
And then that same fucking night, all of a sudden I get a friend from my text, hey, I'm here for you. Just letting you know. I'm like, oh, hell nah. This bitch has opened her fat ass mouth. And this is why I don't open up. Because if I do, how am I going to know that you're not going to say anything? That's why I don't open up. Because she got me fucked up.
But don't you think that you should not open up to that 1% anymore? Because you're just literally just like generalizing everybody else. But we're not that bitch. I'm the fucking total opposite of that bitch. The bitch, I wanted to fucking do worse and fucking more to her when I was little, bitch.
Oh my gosh.
So I get you on that part, but then
Bianca and that one girl that opened has a fat ass mouth. We'll just call her Fat Mouth, okay?
Just for sure.
Bianca and Fat Mouth have just like hated each other when they were little, and I thought that was so funny. Coco, can you please not cry right now? I'm sorry that you're fucking depressed. Me fucking too, okay?
Makes me sad.
They hated each other. And I'm like, why'd y'all make up?
Because, bitch, life happened for me, Bianca. That's me. And you know what? Like, my mentality just changed. Like, I didn't want to be that same dumbass bitch, even though I'm still that same dumbass bitch. But I just wanted to be...
But with my support.
Exactly. I just wanted to be a higher dumb bitch. So that's what I'm working on right now. Life hasn't been fucking easy, bitch. But whatever. I grew, mentally, and I was like, look, I hated y'all, yes, whatever, you a dumb bitch, yes, whatever, but at the same time, bitch, I can't just hate you for no fucking reason. Like, that bitch gave me no fucking reason to hate her. So I was like, so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna give you a chance or whatever. And then she was just actually really fucking wise and caught on to my dumb shit. And I was like, damn, people usually don't catch on to my dumb shit. But she did. So I was like, you know what? I got low-key respect for you. And so, yeah. Monica can't relate, though.
No, I cannot.
She's, like, pissed right now. But, yeah. She just got my pimp ass. And I, from one pimp to another, respect, you know?
It's like you called her a pimp. It got me shook.
Okay, she ain't a pimp. I'm the pimp. But look, whatever. She understood it from the outside, you know? And she got respect for me, so she don't fuck with me. She knows better. And I respect that.
That bitch think I won't whoop her ass.
You won't say shit, though.
Yes, I will.
Say it.
Bruh, test me, bruh. At this point, fucking test me. She gave me a fucking dirty ass look earlier, and I swear I was gonna turn around and yell.
You should have just turned around and did.
But the reason why I didn't, because she was not there. That girl, that woman.
Womp.
Womp was right there. And then I know she would have told me shit, too.
Facts. Okay, let's fucking talk about that. The fact that
I'm getting blamed for something that I didn't do.
She literally did nothing, y'all. She did nothing but be a real bitch. She covered for me. I was the one that was being a dumb bitch. Like I told y'all, I'm a dumb bitch. I fucking told y'all. But I was out doing my shit. Actually, that's a whole ass fucking story, y'all. Like, that shit was wild.
That's another podcast.
No, but really. But basically, I was out doing some dumb ass shit, but it was some fun ass shit, but it was some wild ass shit. And Monica, this broad-ass bitch right here, covered for my ass. But then I got caught up. And now, she's the most hated.
I really is.
For being the realest bitch.
For being the realest bitch. I'm fucking hated. This is why I don't fucking let myself. Yeah. I'm just gonna kill myself.
You know what? At this point, bitch, you just gotta embrace the dumb bitch.
No, hey, really.
So, yeah, y'all, that's basically right now, like...
I don't know why the fuck I'm getting blamed for. I really don't understand.
You know what it is, bitch, is that they immature and they can't fucking...
They're adults!
Exactly. Exactly, they're immature and can't talk to the person who's actually fucking to blame, me. And so they gotta blame other people.
They talk shit when I leave.
Bro, they talk shit behind your back. Like, bitch, say it to her fucking face, bro. Say it to her fucking face. Low-key, though, that one person did say it to your face because she gives no fuck.
Who? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she gives no fucks and,
But I told her, too. I was like, but I didn't do anything. And she was like, but can you leave? And I was like, but I didn't do anything, right?
So I ain't gonna fucking leave. And then I told that person that she didn't do anything because she really fucking didn't. And I know y'all keep wondering, like, what the fuck did this dumb bitch do? Anywho, we're not gonna fucking talk about it. Y'all ain't gonna never find out. But anywho.
Not until the next podcast.
Literally, stay tuned. But I told her, because, you know, I'm that bitch that fucking says shit. And so I was like, look, she didn't do shit. And then all I got was, I really don't care. And then I got... the phone basically fucking slammed in my fucking face. Like, she hanged up on me, and I was like, did this woof really just hang up on me? Honestly. It felt like she had, like, a flip phone. She just clipped my ass, you know what I mean? That's the worst feeling ever, bitch.
That flip phone's red.
That's literally how I felt, bro. Literally. And so, yeah.
And you know what fucking sucks? This family, okay, the people we're talking about are all related to her, Bianca, to right? Me. I'm just the close family friend.
Yeah.
So when they get mad at me, they don't really take it you know, Bianca and, like, whoever else is a part of the family, they don't take it really personally. I'm about to say this because I've been feeling this.
Go ahead, go, bitch. We ran.
But I'm not opening up.
This is go!
They can be forgiven and forgotten and whatever. I can be too. I know I can be forgiven and forgotten, whatever.
I'm telling her that in a fucking week, they ain't even gonna fucking remember.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're part of the family. You know what I mean?
Right.
And my family, I don't really associate with them. So I rely all of my family love, I really do, on them. Uh-huh. And then when they
come at you like that, it just makes you so fucking hurt. Because that's some cold ass backstabbing, fake ass, heartless, immature ass shit. And as one person that's in the family, I can say that that's true. Immature.
Because when they turn their backs at me, if I hurt, I hurt. Oh my God, I'm about to dance right now because, bro, I'm for real, trying not to cry.
It's okay. No, it hurts.
It's not okay because it's a part of me that should not be opening up because I don't like to open up, all right?
But that shit hurt it.
That shit?
Like, how the fuck you the one supposed to fucking have your back and you the one turning it? Like, what the fuck type of shit is that? That's fucking fucked up. Ooh. That's fake. Ooh. And then trust, ooh, killed. Ooh. Trust who? Ooh. Don't know her.
Okay, let me just fucking come the fuck down. So when they say that they're gonna kick me out the house, they don't want me around, it's like, where do I go? Because I can't go to my own family. I can't go to you. Oh, wow, I just love life. Should we please talk about something else for right now?
No, we're gonna keep it fucking going.
No, bitch, I'm gonna break down on the first podcast.
That's what this fucking podcast is about. It's about coming to somewhere, a source where you feel fucking safe. Because not even your own fucking family can you feel fucking safe.
Okay, where was I? Bubblegum job.
You were
lollipops, at rainbows.
You were at
okay. So it's just that the thought of, like, my second family or whatever, quote, right, like, them turning against me just makes me feel like shit because I don't know who to turn to. It's just like, I don't really trust my, I mean, I do trust my friends. I do. But not with this shit. And it sucks. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't talk about it. But it's okay because I'm just going to dance it out because I don't want to cry right now. But it's okay.
Note from Bianca. Holding it in is not going to fucking work. So let it out, Monica, right fucking now.
Okay. This is the thing with me. I give some good ass advice. That's the one thing I'm confident in. Besides that, everything else is a zero. I give some good ass advice. And I'm always telling this bitch, you got to love yourself. Embrace yourself. But I don't.
But she never take her own motherfucking advice.
I don't. I really don't. That's my problem. But it's okay because I'm never gonna listen. So that shit just hurt it. And even though I was like, I ain't tripping over it, bitch, it's a whole ass thing.
That bitch hopped, skipped, fucking leaped over that shit.
But it's okay because I'm not even tripping.
Steady pippin.
I'm not tripping.
But yeah, y'all.
What a great first podcast.
No, but really.
I almost joked.
Oh, shit, don't I?
We're almost 19. Oh, my God.
We're in 20 minutes in.
Okay, please talk about something else because I'm for not trying to break it down right now. I say let's talk about you, Bianca. Please.
We always talking about me. I'm done talking about me. This is so fucking annoying. I'm done talking about me. Like, you already know I'm a dumbass bitch. That's literally no more fucking to it. That's fucking it. Still on the weekends, bum bitch during the weekdays. Still bad bitch regardless though. Do I make dumb decisions? Yes. Do I have a void? Yes. Am I a fucking, what the fuck is that called? That sand that, like, melts you in?
Quicksand?
Am I quicksand walking? Yes. But bitch, I was going nowhere with that.
I was like, where are you going?
I know. I was like, nowhere. I was just hoping I was going to find a way, but it just
Am I low-key depressed?
Yes.
Maybe.
A lot.
Am I suicidal?
Yes. Probably.
Well, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
Suicidal prevention line is...
Hold up, let me pull up the
number. 1-800...
Wait, if you remember that shit, I'm going to be shocked.
No, I really don't remember, okay. So please pull it up. But we got to bring awareness.
Okay.
And this is where it all starts.
Little communicating. Fun fact, no one knows about this shit. Not even Bianca, not even...
So keep the shit a fucking secret, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, dumb bitch, whoever you are. Actually, you're not a dumb bitch. I'm
pretty Actually, you're really fucking beautiful. You're smart.
You're probably smarter than us.
Your wisdom, light, beautiful, healing. That's you. You beautiful. You popping. Yeah, it's a shitty day. It's a shitty month. Okay, it's a shitty year.
Oh, what are you going to say?
Go.
Suicide hotline, 1-800-273-9255.
No, bitch. 1-800-273-8255.
55,
bitch.
So basically, just in case you guys are like me and actually call the number.
They help.
What?
Or just call me. If y'all need to talk.
Are you really going to leak your number right now?
No, bitch.
Okay.
But... Follow me on it. Follow me on Instagram. I be up at 3 a.m. I got text DM me, bitch. Let me.
You didn't even give them your Instagram.
I know, but they could find it somehow.
Just know that her name is Bianca.
Bianca P. That's the only clue I'm giving you. That's it. Basically. BAP are my initials.
No. No. I'm fucking dead.
They really are.
Really? You have a middle name?
BAP. Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Do you know my fucking middle name? What the fuck?
Do you know my fucking middle name? You asked me what my birthday was earlier.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to be sure.
Oh, your middle name is Anastasia.
Ew. Please kill yourself.
No.
I didn't mean it. That's literally the name of the bitch I fucking hate. You know what? I
Amber.
Love her. Switch. We're gonna switch it. Negativity to positivity.
Amber.
No, it starts. No. Alexis, you dumb bitch.
Oh shit. I'm sorry.
Irene. Jasmine.
My middle name?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Do you have a middle name?
Yes, I do.
Monica, okay. Anna.
No. So you're shitting me because I didn't know your middle name, but now you're shitting. But now
first
you don't
all,
know my name.
You never even told me you had a middle name. First
yes,
of
I
all.
Did. Yes, I did.
When?
How long
what
time?
Time?
Oh my god! You think I get another time?
Okay,
exactly
what is it?
2:40 p.m.
What was the weather like?
It's with a J.
Jalen, Jasmine, Jennifer.
No.
Jessica.
No. She's famous. She was a sister.
A sister.
Mm-hmm. Janet. Janet Jackson.
Oh, I knew that.
No, you didn't.
No, I
if
knew
you
Janet. I knew it. I just couldn't think about it.
It's okay. Whatever.
Okay, see, we're finding out new things every day, you guys. That's life.
How long have we been friends?
Doing on each other for so
Do
long.
Do we know each other's favorite color, though?
Oh, my God.
It's kind of sad.
Dude, we really don't. Oh, my God, we're not friends. Okay, you know what? Facts right now. Go, shoot them.
Your favorite color.
The way you just did that, this bitch just licked the cheese. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, wait, we're doing favorite colors?
Just like facts.
Okay, your favorite color? I'm scared.
No,
I'm scared. It's red.
Nope.
Black.
Nope.
Blue.
Nope.
Yellow.
Nope.
Pink.
Nope.
Is it Abraham?
Nope. Abraham? What the fuck? That was a trick question, bitch. I don't have a favorite color. I love the rainbow. LGBTQS pride.
What's my favorite color?
Purple.
No.
Red.
No.
Pink.
No.
Yellow.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, but I named basically all the colors, so basically I'm right.
Nah, bitch, you missed
it. Yes.
Okay, favorite number. Yours is 11.
No.
24.
No.
73.
No.
7.
No.
3.
No.
1.
No.
0.
No.
73.
No.
You I think I already said that. 52.
No.
100.
No.
I don't know, what is it?
It's 20.
Oh, because your fucking birthday. Okay, what's my favorite number?
Mm-hmm. What? 7.
No.
3.
Nope.
2.
Nope.
24. I fucking knew it.
It was 24. Hey. You're a Scorpio.
You're very good.
Facts.
Your favorite TV show? Wait, you have a lot.
I do. I really do.
So that's okay. No fair.
Okay, name a few and then I'll tell you.
Yours
is fucking, what's this show called?
We'll figure it out.
Stranger Things.
Yes.
I got that fucking easy right then, bitch. Okay, what's mine?
One of yours is kind of be like, you got lots of shows, so.
Name them,
bitch. On My Block. It's one of your favorite. No. Okay, bitch.
That's yours.
You right.
Go.
Black Mirror.
That's my favorite. That's Black my favorite. Mirror. Black Mirror. That's literally my favorite.
Orange is the New Black.
No, Black Mirror is my favorite.
Okay, well, that's it. I won.
All right. What's your favorite shape? Yeah, favorite
shape.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm about a dramedy with geometry.
Wait. Wait, is it G? Wait, how do you say
geometry?
No, it's fucking
geometry. The metrics.
Oh my god, the Matrix.
What even is that?
Oh my god,
the Matrix.
You never seen the Matrix?
No,
we're no longer friends.
I'm sorry.
If you haven't seen the Matrix, please go fucking watch it. Stay woke.
I fucking did.
You really haven't seen it, bitch?
No.
Stop licking the cheese it like that.
Hey, you have it.
Okay, guess my favorite shape.
I do have a favorite shape, I guess.
Geometry.
Shape. What's your favorite shape? The octagon.
No.
Triangle.
No.
Square.
Yeah, no. No, no, no. I was wrong.
Diamond.
Nope.
Is it 3D?
Nope. It's a basic one. It's literally the most basicest one.
Circle.
Yeah.
I was going to say circle first, but I was like, no, this bitch not that basic. Side.
All right, your favorite shape is a hexagon.
Wait, let me think of my favorite shape first. Actually, I got my favorite shape.
Is it 3D?
No. Oh, wait. It could be. Actually, yes.
Triangle.
No. Hexagon. I mean, close.
Pyramid.
Yes.
Yay. I was like.
Oh, wait.
That was a horrible five. High five. Go again.
What's your favorite era? Oh, wait, I know yours.
What is it?
I think it's like, okay. If we're going, like, throwback, it's, like, Egyptians.
Yes.
If we're going, like, recent throwback, you know what I mean? I feel like it's kind of, like, 80s.
Yes. You got it right.
With, like, basically, I'm no you. Okay, basically, what's mine?
I'm going to say, like... Okay, bitch. Bitch, you guys can see that. That was so funny. Oh my god, YouTube channel?
Oh my god.
Oh my
no.
god. You're right, that's too fucking far. Okay, let us know if you guys want a YouTube channel though, let us know. I'm gonna say yours is like the 60s, 50s. I feel like you like the Shakespeare era for some reason, like Greece.
I do. But not my favorite.
I'm gonna say the 80s, 90s, mm-hmm. 2000s.
In the 80s, 90s.
Yes. They're kind of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like the Egyptians. Oh my god.
Yes.
Because I do also, I'm obsessed with the Egyptians.
Yes.
Bitch. Cleopatra, bruh.
Yes. She a bad bitch.
She's a
you
bad
know,
bitch.
You know, nobody knows her mystery of death. Mystery dead? What the fuck?
Oh my god, I heard.
Dude, I said that so wrong. Continue. Stay in school, kids.
No, don't stay in school because my bitch ass teacher taught me that she got rolled up in a rug.
What?
And
what?
Then she got shun away. Okay.
Oh.
One of my teachers told me when we were learning about like Egyptian shit that Cleopatra had like an affair or whatever and like she was trying to hide out. So she hid. In a rug, and they didn't see her apparently, and they accidentally rolled her up and sent her away. And that's why she was killed.
How the fuck did you not see a person on the rug?
I don't fucking know. That's what I'm saying. I was like, during class, I was a little confused. I was like,
bitch, me.
So this bitch basically got rolled up in a rug and died of suffocation.
No, I heard she was like a mafia queen. Like, she was like that bitch. That,
oh my gosh, you think that was weird back then? They fucking smoked it?
Yes. Dude, yes. Like, the shamans, like the ancient, like, ancient, like the fucking what's that culture that's like Native Americans? They love Coco. Weed. Yeah, they would use the smoke like as like a spiritual shit. Come here, baby. Come here. Coco the Chihuahua is joining us.
Coco's the only one in this fucking family that loves me.
No, really. No facts. But, yeah, that was crazy. I heard that. There were gods, bitch. Mm-hmm. Literally, literal gods.
Literal gods.
Like, who made the... Sphinx, is that what it's called? The pyramids, who built them, bitch?
Oh, my God. Mummies. I mean, fucking Egyptians.
Oh, my God. They did mummies.
Mummification.
Oh, my God. Would you be mummified?
Hell, yeah. You know what? Oh, my gosh. I thought about, like, asking science people to freeze my body. So that way, when they unfreeze me, it's in the fucking future, bro. Flying cars.
Shit.
Right? Back to the future. Did you ever see Back into the Future? You know how they said, oh my gosh, this is gonna take us to the year 2015.
I know, and then there's still no fucking flying cars.
I know.
Actually, you know, there is flying cars.
Kind of disappointing. What?
Yeah.
No, you're fucking
Area 51. Yep.
That's where all the aliens are. That's it. Facts.
Facts.
Oh my gosh.
If you learn to astral project, you could go to Area 51. But they will know that you're there because they have technology like that because they're awoke, but they just don't want us to get woke. So, bitch, stay woke.
Woke. You know the fucking... Oh, my gosh. Can we talk about theories?
Yes.
Wait, hold up.